Well, if it isn't my naughty, naughty minxies and servants and tributes, I have a story for you. Let's pretend you're back in that office relationship, that you've been a sob to your boss for a while now, but lately, well, she's been busy. She hasn't called you to her office that much. That's why you, in your infinite wisdom, decide to forget the collar she gave you at home, knowing very well that by doing so, you're breaking one of her rules. Follow me. In my office, yes. Close the door and sit down. Do you know why I called you in here? No. This has nothing to do with your job performance. This is about something else. Oh, I noticed. You aren't wearing your collar this morning. Is there a particular reason for it? Oh. You forgot. Are you sure? Because for some reason, I don't believe you. Oh, but I do have a theory. Would you like to hear it? Well, my theory, pet, is that you did this on purpose. I gave you that collar 6 months ago, and not a single day has gone by in which you have forgotten to wear it. I think you knew I was going to notice, and that I was going to take action. Actually, I'm rather sure that's what you are hoping for. Look at me when I'm talking to you, pet. So, am I wrong, or is this your desperate attempt to call for my attention, to force my hand? I knew it. Well, in that case, congratulations. You just earned yourself a punishment. I think that here, in my locker, I've got just the right tool for it. Where is it? There it is. A nice, long, wooden cane. Look at it, pet. It's the one I use for special occasions, remember? It may seem thin, but I assure you, if used properly, this thing can cause excruciating pain. Well, Are you right to be scared? Oh, I think so. But don't worry, I'm not going to hit you too hard. Just hard enough to make sure you don't forget any of my rules ever again. Now get up. Pull down your pants. And put your hands on my desk. Don't make me repeat myself, pet. You'll regret it. You've already tested my patience enough for today, don't you think? I'll pull down your underwear, too. Good. Do you remember your safe word? Okay, I'm trusting you to use it if this gets to be too intense. Now spread your legs and hold on tight to my desk. Eyes straight forward, that's it. No peeking. Do you feel it, pet? Do you feel the cane brushing along your cheeks? its cool, smooth threat against your bare skin, you know it wants to bite. Feel it on your inner thigh. I want you to dread the feeling. I want anticipation at its peak. Eyes forward. I don't want you knowing when the first strike is going to hit, or where, or how hard. That would be such a waste. It could be any moment now, couldn't it? Oh, there goes the first one. Pretty light, in my opinion. I'm listening. Was that a safe word followed by begging for forgiveness? Can you take another one, pet? Oh, so brave. Or a glutton for punishment. I'm going to strike you on the same place. We're not aiming to create permanent damage. But do expect me to increase my force each time. That one hurt, didn't it? Thighs are so sensitive, are they not? I see a welt. Oh, you're doing so good for me, pet. Get ready for another one. Oh, I know. I'm putting more force into it now, aren't I? Oh, your skin is red. Well, it's supposed to sting like hell. How else are you going to learn your lesson, Keep your mouth shut and take it. You knew this was going to happen, pet. There's nothing that brings out my sadistic side more than a pet who purposely disobeys their mistress's rules. Flaunts that disobedience in public. If you haven't learned that yet, I'm going to make sure that today you do. Yes, that's it. That's it. Whimper for me. I'm going to turn you into an obedient, perfect little man. Oh, no. You're not even close to being done yet. Keep still. I said keep still, pet. Don't make me tie you down. Well, you better try harder. Oh, that's it. There, look at that. Perfect. Straight lines across your butt cheeks and the thighs. It's beautiful. You know, I might get used to using you as a perfect canvas like this. Only yourself to blame. Seems I like hearing you whimper for me. Oh, what's that? What was that? Oh, you're sorry. Yeah, I bet you are. But that doesn't mean anything to me, pet. You see, if there is one thing I can hardly tolerate, it's disrespect. And when you do something like that, when you decide to not wear the collar I gave you as protection, just to make a statement, well, I find it rather disrespectful, almost like an insult to my commitment to you. Needless to say, I expect much better from my submissive. From now on, not only do I expect, but I demand for you to be on your very best behavior. Is that clear? Answer me! Okay, good, good. I'm glad we understand each other. Now step away from the desk and get on your knees.
Oh, what a sad little pet.
So weak and defeated. Let me dry your tears. There, there. Now look up at me. I'm going to give you a single chance to make up for your bad behavior today. Am I clear?
Oh, good.
So this is what is going to happen. I'm going to sit on the desk, and you're going to crawl up between my legs. And once you're there, can you guess? Oh, I'm going to let you lick my pussy. Don't get too excited. I haven't told you the best part. As you do, you're going to stick out your ass, and I'm going to keep striking it. Get a little hatch mark going on. I think it'll be delicious. Yes, come on. Crawl over. That's it. Crawl up between my thighs. Put your face between my legs. There, there. Now, tell me. Have you been missing your mistress's pussy, pet? Is that why you've acted this way today? You missed me, didn't you? Then go on and start licking. Oh, yes. Yes, that's good. Show me how much you missed it. Yes. That's it. There you are. I feel like I'm starting to see my good little pet again. Don't you try to hide that ass from me, though. Stick it out. I know you don't want to, but I don't care. Just do it, pet. I told you I was going to keep hitting you, didn't I? I always make good on a promise. And my word is my bond. Oh. Also, you bucked into me and that was... We might have to add this into the regular rotation. Oh, I love your whimpers into my pussy. Oh, let's see if it happens every time my cane touches your body. Oh, just touching you. Rubbing your ass with my cane. Just keep in mind, the faster you make me come, the faster it will be over. So, if I were you, instead of wasting time whining, I would attempt to make it quicker. Oh, yes. Look at you, lapping your tongue up and down like a good little pet. Oh. Does this pussy taste really good today? Does it, huh? Oh, yes. Yeah. I know you love it. Or... yes. Do you love it even if you're getting hit? Oh, you still love it, don't you? Getting so eager and desperate with each strike. I love teasing you with the cane. You never know when it will land. Oh, here. Let me help you. Let me put my other hand over your head to keep you still. I want you to remember who is in control, pet. That's right. It's me. It's always been me. Learn where your place is. Oh, right there. Right. Oh, right there. right there on your knees, pleasuring me, pleasuring you, mistress. Push that tongue deep inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels really good. Keep going, pet. Oh, yes. Make me feel that needy tongue. Oh, yes. Make me come, mommy. Make me come, pet. Come on. Yes. Make me come all over your mouth. Oh, like, stroke, like harder. Come on, harder. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's good. I'm almost there. That's it. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. That was good. That was good, Pet. Come on, get up. How do you feel? That's to be expected. It's probably going to hurt for a while. But you took it so very well. I've got some soothing lotion in my drawer, in case you need it. I want you to understand something. This is not a game for me. I care. I always care about you. And I know I haven't been paying attention to you. Not since the workload temporarily increased within the company. The last few weeks have been nothing but chaotic. But that's why I haven't called you in. Not because I don't care. Just been busy. Yes, I understand. I understand how that might have caused you to feel insecure. Consequently, seek out my attention by being a brat instead of being an adult and talking to me. Talking. Did you forget that was an option? That's right. Use your big girl words. But in my mind, that is not a good enough reason to disobey my rules like that, especially when the collar is a symbol of our connection. I want you to do better next time. Yes, I know you will. And about that collar, forget to wear it one more time, and I'm taking it away forever. Do you understand? Good. Now go back out there. I'll drive you home later tonight, and we'll talk more about what happened here today. No, Pet. I just want to make sure that you're okay. And also, I can't wait to see you squirm in the passenger seat of my car. Now go on. I'll see you in a bit.